Welcome to Risk Ready, presented by the Private Risk Management Association.
Hi, and welcome to the PRMA Risk Ready podcast, the show for risk management professionals in the high net worth space. I'm your host for this episode, Kimberly Lewis. I spent the last 21 years in the P&C insurance industry, with 18 of those years working for high net worth insurance carriers. Today, we are talking to three parents about their children's access to social media and how they are addressing the topic of cyberbullying. I created this three-part series to help brokers, wealth advisors, family office managers, and carriers understand the issues parents face when it comes to their children and social media, and the urgent need for proactive assistance to understand how to prevent cyberbullying, how to address cyberbullying if it does happen, and the ramifications they can face if their child is involved in the cyberbullying incident. Throughout the course of our conversation, we will touch on best practices all three parents have implemented for their own families, and participants share extremely personal experiences regarding their children and cyberbullying. I think you will find the conversation eye-opening and informative. There is no doubt that this topic is here to stay, and parents are in need of your assistance as they navigate the unknowns. Welcome to part two of this episode. Part two dives into the urgent need for assistance on the topic of social media, cyberbullying, and raising their children to be good digital citizens. Additionally, we talk about the difficulty of teaching children that what they do today can impact them in the future.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you're Karina and Anna, I know that your kids have some limited access, right, to like the games and whatnot. And Anuja, I know you mentioned that your girls have access to like just chatting on like instant messenger or whatnot. Have you guys broached the subject about specifically like what they should do if they see someone being bullied online? Like that it's not, you're not tattling, right? You're like, there's a difference between telling and tattling, right? How do you plan to sort of cover that topic with your kids that they know like, hey, it's not okay. And you should talk to, like, if you see it happen, you should get an adult involved or tell your parents. Mm-hmm. Or
I told that to Maya. I said, first of all, you read the chats and try to put yourself in that person's, you know, shoes. Like, some, I said, don't do to others what you don't want them to do to you. I say that all the time. You talk with your friend, or you speak to your friends, or you write, it's the same feeling. You know, somebody getting hit the other side. I said, don't do that. And if you notice that something serious, because it's somebody, I don't know, like we were talking about the other day, like took something that don't belong to you, or hide something when I prank a friend, or somebody got hurt because they pushed you, thought it was not, you know, all these things. If you feel like way too strong, you please talk to me. Or if you don't like that, if somebody did that to you, talk to me and we'll figure it out. Then I will judge if that's something that I should get involved.
Yeah. Just to add to that, really, cyberbullying is just a different level. It's another level of bullying, but really it's still bullying, right?
Right.
So,
And it hurt as much because you don't have a chance to defend yourself, because if somebody will scream at you or push you at the playground, you can get up and punch her or whatever, in the sense of you can't give back. Sometimes people write things about you and then you find out later for other people. And by the time things spread, the story is not the way it was.
Anyway,
you don't have a chance to defend yourself.
Yeah.
I also think it's so easy for, like, if somebody said something mean on a playground, you wouldn't see 30 other kids jumping in and saying, yeah, the same mean thing, because it's harder to do that live. But on a screen, everyone jumps in, everyone has an opinion, everyone, like, you know, it's easier to be this anonymous, not, you know, they're not anonymous, but it's easy to hide behind the screen a little bit and have more
guts
to say something. Yeah. But I would say to your question, Kim, I feel like we've had more of a discussion about saying something about bullying in person. Mm-hmm. Cyberbullying, I think I've often just said to her, if you're in a chat that's going inappropriate in an inappropriate direction, remove yourself from the chat. Cause I don't actually want her to even read half of what's being said. So I suppose she hasn't been able to report on a lot of it because I'd rather her not even be in it. So she literally like exits the conversation and then like she has to be reinvited back in. So we haven't fully had that discussion, but I 100% would. You know, I think we should all advocate for our kids to speak up for anything that's wrong, as hard as that might be. But
I think what's really important is the transparency. And that's to Karina's point. You know, she mentioned, you know, that obviously you need to have an open conversation with your children. And with my older one, you know, he's a good kid and he opens up and he tells me everything. And we know exactly what's happening, what's going on, whether it's, you know, he has some issues in school or he tells me some fun stories. Like we always have this chat and the communication is really critical, whether it's, again, real bullying or cyberbullying or anything really in the parent-child relationship. Now with my daughter, you know, she's a different child. So with her, it's a little more difficult to get the stuff out of her. And it's challenging for me as a mother to really understand what she's going through. So it's, I think to answer your question, Kim, also, it's all about communication with the kids, how to prevent, how to not get to the point of being involved in bullying, how to not bully, how to open up to your friends and to your parents, mainly in your family, to talk about it openly. You know, we need to be a little more aware of what's going on and how to prevent it and how to be more open and communicate.
With respect to what my niece experiences, I don't hear a lot about my nephew. Boys don't really share a lot, but he's not really on any platform, plays video games. But my niece, I will say, you know, she sometimes doesn't, even though she hears about cyber or sees cyberbullying happening, she doesn't always want to formally report it. Like she'll talk to my sister about it or something, but she often doesn't want to say anything because then she then becomes a target as well. And I think that's like the harder thing to navigate. Cause I feel like our kids are all really good kids. And I bet, hopefully, you know, over time they will all tell us about these things and we'll be aware of them. But how to handle it at the school level or at the parent level is a lot harder, I think. She's definitely shied away from things where she could have stood up for somebody, but she didn't want to put her name in the mix because then it just turns into a bigger thing for her. So that's been a harder thing to navigate. I don't even know what advice to give for that, because I think you want to protect your kid from having to experience that as well. But then at the same time, you want to encourage them to stand up for that, you know, and not let that happen. So it's a tricky one. I don't know. I'm not even sure how it's going to transpire as our kids get older, but I see how tricky it is in high school. Because it can spiral into so much more if you like actually speak up.
So as you're thinking about the conversations that you'll have to have, right, at like some point down the road, do you wish that there was some place or someone that you could, that would have sort of proactively spoken to you or speak to you about this versus going to like the 10th page of a Google search to be like, what should I be doing for that? Right. Or like just, you know, getting in chat groups with other parents to be like, well, what are you doing in this situation? What are you doing in this situation? Do you wish that there was something, resources more readily available to you or folks who would more proactively reach out to you and sort of set the tone for like, hey, this is going to be a topic for you when your kids reach this age. And this is what you should do to sort of establish good digital citizenship or good digital hygiene.
I also feel, I think that will be a must if we can have that support to learn and start earlier. The sooner you start, put that in your kid's mind that there's, you know, how you should be a good citizen, like a digital citizen, or how you should be using this platform or the internet. But I also think that you should have some more like a physical consequence for what you've done, because I feel like when you send a text or you put a like or YouTube or whatever, it doesn't really, it's just so like, it's not a strong fact. It's just like so superficial that it's not really, I didn't really mean that, you know what I mean? But I think if there's like, how can I say?
There's no consequences for their actions, right?
Because also the same way that doesn't have instructor, a structure where you learn how you should behave and how you should put yourself out there. Because I'm going to tell Maya, listen, if you post a picture, like we're talking about being proper or not being too extravagant, because in 15 years from now, you're going to find a job and they're going to see pictures of you doing stupid stuff. That could count against you to get a job. But yeah. If I tell that to Maya, she sees dad working, but it's like, she doesn't realize that she has to go to work one day. You know what I mean? It's just like so far from her because she's a kid. They're like, no, we posted today in 15 years. Like, no, she has to understand that there's some kind of level consequence of her age. You know what I mean? It's just you have to, besides hurting somebody's feeling, besides not being nice, and that's not a proper etiquette, but should have more to it than kind of scare people to do it because they're not scared. They don't care. It turns into nothing. You know what I mean?
It's really, it's like children's psychology, right? It's part of it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure what the school body does actually at this moment. Maybe you guys know more. But this should be definitely addressed at school. And, you know, just like, you know, we as women learn, hey, we at some point we go through puberty and we get our period, right? So we anticipate these things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, similarly to that, we should anticipate, okay, we will be getting a phone and these things are open to us. We'll have access to X, Y, Z. This is what's appropriate. This is what's not appropriate. This is what we should be discussing. Like, you know, for sure, there should be some kind of, you know, there should be addressed from school, at least, I think, in my opinion.
And that, and I don't think our schools do anything really like that.
I don't think so.
Yeah. And that kind of leads me to the last question.
Just to know what to anticipate, because I just think it's not fair. You know, kids are getting access to social media. They're getting access to all the different devices. And they, you know, it's obviously they want to explore. They want to chat. They want to figure things out. But how can they figure things out in the right way if they don't know exactly what's right and what's wrong?
Right.
Jen? Thank you for joining us today for the Risk Ready podcast. We encourage you to subscribe, download, and review our podcast. Until the next time. Stay risk ready.